Morning to all brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. So today is the last day, day 9, 20, 23, 26 of October. So we will be mainly continuing with the sharing. I think quite a number still haven't shared. So we wait for the rest to come up. In the meantime, just someone, 你讲了要做什么?
Chanting, yeah, puja.
Oh, puja. Okay. Okay, we do the morning chanting. Aham sama sambuddho bhagavo buddham bhagavantam abhivademi. Wakato bhagavata dhammo dhammam namassami. Upatipanno bhagavato sakkasangho sangham namami. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Buddham saranam gacchami. Dhammam saranam gacchami. Sangham saranam gacchami. Yampi buddham saranam gacchami. Dukyampi dhammam saranam gacchami. Dukyampi sangham saranam gacchami. Tadiyampi buddham. Tadiyampi dhammam saranam gacchami. Tadiyampi sangham saranam gacchami. Parabhipata viramani sikkhapadam samadhiyami. Adinata viramani sikkhapadam samadhiyami. Kamesu Mishachara Veramani Sikkhapadam Samadhiyami. Osamaga Veramani Sikkhapadam Samadhiyami. Sura Veraya Vajapamam Datanam. Veramani Sikkhapadam Samadhiyami. Sarvate Sarvate Sarvate. Let us be respect to Paja. Buddha Paja. Dhamma Paja. Sangham Pujemi. Okay, you can be seated. So today is our last day, day 9, 26 October 2023, Wednesday. Okay, so we shall continue our sharing. who is like Joey, yeah, pastor might be good too.
Amitoho, Brother Teo, Steel, and all Kalyamitas. Today I would like to share with how I come into contact with Brother Teo's profound sharing. It's so inconceivable and so unique that actually has transformed my life. In year 2019, in the month of December, a friend gave me a book written by, produced by Brother Teo, and is Cultivating the Bodhisattva Way. So when the book was given to me in December, I didn't read it immediately because I have other Dhamma books to read too. So as I was clearing all my old Dhamma books to be sent to the temple, so this book was actually also put into the box to be sent to the temple. And I do not know why the next day I will go back to the box there and take out this particular book out, Cultivating the Bodhisattva Way. And then I put it back again. I just flipped through, I didn't read. I put it back again. And again, I will go back to the box and take out this book again. And this go on for few days, and I tell myself, why not I read it once before I send it out? So I began reading it. As I read it, wow, it's really a gem inside there. And after finish reading it, I sent an email to Brother Teo, requesting for more books from him. I told him, can you please send me more books? Whatever cost involved, I will pay for the defrayment cost. And one day I received an email from Brother Teo saying that he has sent a bag of books to Dr. J. And I was so surprised. I said, hey, Brother Teo know Dr. J, who I also know. So that's how it all started. And when the books came, the teacher came, and it was during this MCO period that I got so much time to look into it. And when I read it, that we are supposed to do the daily religious routine, morning and night, and during MCO, we cannot go out, we cannot go anywhere, and that's where I really, really, really started my this cultivation.
Oh, sadhu.
I want to thank Brother Teo for this sharing. And having read through all the books to the best of my ability, my understanding, and at the same time, I too attend some of your classes. And I put them into practice. And I would say that within these 4 years, it has actually changed my way of thinking, my way of responding to people instead of reacting. And I was able to accept people for what they are. Especially my the other half, when we are together day and night, every day, every moment. He was actually my best teacher. And I can also see that he has also changed for the better, able to accept me for what I am. And when I told him I'm coming for this retreat, he said, go, 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 go and relax. I want to thank Dr. J for informing me about this retreat. And also Brother Teo's consent to allow me to attend this 19 retreat. Initially, I had butterfly in my stomach. Because this is the first time I'm attending a 9-day retreat, which I've never attended such a long time. Previously, I usually attend the most is 3 or 4 days only retreat. Then there was this little fear that started to arise. But at the same time, there was this message coming to me to say, accord with the flow. Accord with the flow. And then for the next 2 days, another message kept coming to me, and I could see right in front of me the two words,
purpose and
Father
intent.
intent,
Purpose and intent. Then I contemplate into it. Where are my weakness? Which area I need to improve in order to transform my life? Then I say, at the moment, I know that my mindfulness awareness is not stable yet. And also the understanding of the Dharma also has not stabilized yet. So I tell myself, I think these two areas, I got to really, really look into it during this retreat. Towards the end of the retreat, I realized that Brother Teo keep on emphasizing on these two areas too. Matches with what was my actual intention and purpose of coming here. During the retreat and in my meditation, I could actually be aware of my arising thought. And when I don't give meaning to it, I don't attach to it, it just dissipates. And the spacious awareness seems to get
build up.
So I know where I need to emphasize this area. And I wish to share one experience. When I was driving to town in Malacca, back home in Malacca, one day I came to a traffic light because it has turned red. And I was looking in front, and suddenly I realized that it is the seeing consciousness that see the thing.
Correct.
And it
Sadhu.
Was not me at all.
Yeah,
feeling of joy, you know.
That's why no one to see.
There's no one to see, right? And then from then on, I realized that I can just accept things as they are, accept what people's behavior is. Because everybody is unique,
unique and different.
And there's no need for judgment, no? To have this judgmental attitude. To criticize or to say,
they are the way they are the way they are.
They are the way they are. So with this, I really take this opportunity to really I'm so grateful to come into contact with your teaching. And because of this, it has actually transformed my life, and I hope to really, really look into it and do my daily mindfulness properly, and hopefully I can improve further. With this, I wish to
thank you,
three bows to Brother
Teo.
Thank you,
Brother. Okay, thank you. Okay, who is next? From Masuri. Jennifer. Elsie.
Good morning, Brother Teo, Mrs. Teo,
and
all brother and sisters in the Dharma. How I joined Brother Teo, that was in 2015. I would like to thank Alicia. She's my very close friend who brought me here. So from the first lesson that I attended Brother Teo's class, I know that I told Alicia that this is the right teaching. So I from the day I attended until today, I hardly miss Brother Teo's class.
Yeah, very consistent.
Even though I didn't attend, I will listen to the audio from
recording.
From 2015 to 2020, actually I didn't do much, except that I only listened to Brother Teo's teaching and attended his class. So later on, I noticed that actually there's not much progress. Only attending the class and listening to the Dhamma. But I can understand what the teaching is. So in year 2020, when my maid went back for good,
yeah,
just 2 months before she went home, she went back for good, suddenly I have the urge that I want to cultivate. So that's where I started my puja. Again, because in my from 2020, again because of my there are some there are some life challenges that I encounter. So during the this period, from what I have learned from Brother Teo, I managed to overcome it. Yeah. I mean, there are a few things that that really that I learned from Brother Teo always, in whatever situation that you encounter, do not have any negativity.
Yeah, sadhu.
So we just face it and we go through it.
Yeah.
There are many things happen until today. I think I still didn't put in enough effort. So from now on, I think I will put more diligently. From my understanding of the teaching, there are few things that I learned from Brother Chiu, acceptance.
Ah, very important, acceptance. Yeah.
Yeah, that really helped me to overcome a lot of things. So actually, it's no point that you entangle on whatever things that you go through. So acceptance is my choice.
Yes.
And also, I came to understand the coming of structure.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned to see causes and conditions.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I learned for the past few years.
So
this is a true teaching.
Mm.
I will continue to strive on with heedfulness. Maybe I also want to share a little bit of my experience in this retreat.
Sadhu.
This is the fourth retreat that I attend.
Mm.
For the first three times, when I joined the morning Mahayana chanting, I always cannot follow, especially the Surangama mantra.
Mm.
This time, I'm very surprised I can finish the whole Surangama mantra.
Wow, sadhu.
Because normally, as you all know, the speed is very fast.
Yeah, very fast, yeah.
Yeah. So a little thought that arises, you will just miss the chanting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So this time I'm very happy that I managed to not only the Surangama mantra, I managed to complete the whole session.
Mm,
I mean, I can follow through the whole session.
So
that's what I noticed.
Thank you.
And then my meditation. Normally I prefer to walk outside. Mm. And I think it's more, I feel it's
more relaxed, huh?
More relaxed in a way. So I really felt the peacefulness,
yeah,
the calm,
calm, peaceful, relaxed,
the spacious awareness,
yeah, but,
you know. And my Anapanasati, more stable.
Sadhu.
Before that, always I find that energy build up on my face. And sometimes some absorption also.
Sadhu.
But this round, I think is quite natural.
Yeah.
That's why I want to share my sharing.
Thank you. Let us rejoice. Huh?
Sa.
Ah, this song.
I would like to take this opportunity to thank the committee who organized this
retreat.
I would like to thank you, Pratio, and the committee members for their effort. This is a really true gem. So I hope everyone can walk the path together. And everyone, strike on with heedfulness. Thank you.
My son, you must talk. Don't go down first. And he said, no, don't go down. Everybody talk. You don't talk. Sukhya untuk Mrs. Teo.
Yeah.
All my color Mrs. Sisters and brothers. I'm so happy that luckily my son called me to come here.
Yeah.
The past few months, I've been buying white t-shirts.
Yeah.
I'm nearly 15 pairs. I have buying all this white. All I said, go there, go and buy white. So when I received message from Mansori says that you must cannot wash, cannot do laundry. Yeah? So I said, how to come here, no laundry. I saw 5 pants in the last week when I received the news. I can look for white cloth. I went so long. That's why all these pants are white. So that's my jeans. I have a few. Jay also bought for me few white jeans. I think something wrong. Sometimes you think something wrong. Why everything comes to me, you know?
That's the
thing. First thing. Second thing, I'd like to thank you for meeting back Akong.
Yeah.
I met Akong in 2008 in Bidagaya. Every morning we share sambal. With the missus. When I heard about it, he said he went to Burundi. That's why when I first met him, I said, hey, this man, I went before, I couldn't get it until he told me he went to Burundi. Because we spent about 15 days.
We spent
a long time with him, you know.
Yeah.
The other thing I want to share and talk is about when I give Dana, Bandeep Dhammapala did mention, it's a song you must learn. Now your Dana is good, but you must learn meditation. I say, what? You learn meditation? So difficult one. Everybody, I use the word everybody, because I don't know what is meditation, you know. Only I know how to chant like our Aloka.
Yeah.
We are very good in our chanting, Lungang Hoge, like that. I think being knows how to sing in a sing song way. Only meditation, I don't know how to do at all. So now, but then Dhammapala said that I was thinking, where am I going to learn? Maybe I go to Sri Lanka. I went there twice. I was thinking maybe next time I go to Sri Lanka and learn. But I would like to thank my son.
He says
that I must come. He said, well, okay, you don't want to join the group. You can sleep in the room. What is this? I come in for 9 days and sleep in the room. So that's why I try to follow, and then I'm happy that I managed to follow your I follow the whole page. Now I can understand more already. Thank you, Brother Phil.
Yeah, rejoice in your good understanding now. Thank you. Kevin. Yeah, thank you.
Good morning, Mr. Steele. Good morning, Mr. Steele.
Yeah.
Good morning to all the Amitas. First, I want to thank you all for what happened.
Last night.
Actually, Danny came to see me and said, Mommy, I'm vibrating. I said, I'm also vibrating. But I'm shaking, you know, I'm also shaking. Talking to me, also no voice.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
No problem. No problem.
Before coming here, you know, I started having a bit of cough, so I'm quite worried, you know. So I took my COVID test.
Yeah.
Then 3 times, you know, before I came. So then in case whatever, you know, before I came here, everything done. Then when I came here, I pay respect. You know, before that, I keep on radiating that. The few of us, you know, come here peacefully, go back peacefully.
Yeah.
I'm doing it like that, you know.
Yeah.
Then when I reach here, I pay respect to all the great beings.
Yeah.
And also ask their protection for all our retreat people. Safely here, safely back, all together.
Sadhu. Yeah. Very good.
So really so thankful, so grateful to thank them again, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Then regarding knowing Brother Teo, when I first saw you in the Tiratana in Klang.
Yeah.
I said, wow, this teacher, I don't know, this is my time, wow, this teacher. But I don't think I'm able to follow. I really admire all the Garmita able to follow him. So far away, I don't think able to follow. But surprisingly, really thanks to
Tammy. She keep on coming. Yeah. SS2 also she come.
Actually, this is also really thanks to Brazil, you know, allowing us to come again.
Oh, no problem. We are your attending before. And Tammy has been helping me reading the sutta and all this thing.
And also my daughter Tammy also
come.
Then about my practice. I told Sister Adeline, it is really so different now from before.
Yeah, very different.
then I feel my mind also slightly, I'm more matured now to the Dharma. So I understand better. But before I came, I feel like I'm getting old already. You serious with the practice?
Yeah.
I started chanting Heart Sutta.
Sadhu.
Yeah, and every day I chant once, you know, the Bodhisattva vow.
Yeah, sadhu.
Then when I came here, I really feel your explanation so much clearer.
Yeah, very clear.
I have more understanding.
Yeah.
So during my meditation, I feel, wow, so peaceful.
Yeah, relaxed. Peaceful, tranquil, calm.
They're able to understand, you know, whatever happening, you know.
All the awareness of whatever happens inside your form and mind, you start to observe and start to see and understand.
Yeah,
then the teaching become a living reality. No more knowledge.
Yes. First time I had you lying down meditation, then wow, I feel really great.
Yeah, very great. You know, relax, then can settle down very fast. No leg pain, nothing. So.
So thank you so much, brother.
No problem. Rejoice to your faith and your new understanding.
Brother Teo, and all the Garmitas here and all the Christians that are able to learn. And also for to the committee members, you know, to make this
retreat. Thank you. Okay, pass the mic to Jennifer.
Very good morning to Valentio, Stuart. In all the Kalina meetings here. My name is Jennifer. And just let me briefly share with you how I have the interest to learn the Dhamma. And that was in the year of 1997.
Oh.
I think it's about 26 years.
Yeah, 26 years ago.
Because each time when I fill up a form, they ask you what is your religion. So I was like,
Buddhist.
So it came a time when I questioned myself. I don't know about Buddhism.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
In the house, you pray to Kuan Yin and follow the Taoism way, or Shinism way.
Yeah.
So that is a philosopher's teaching.
Correct, correct.
So I'm just wondering, what is Buddhism? So then it so happened that year, I managed to buy a small country car. So I'm able to go to Buddhist Mahavihara.
Oh, Sahadeva.
And before I can find out where I can learn Dhamma, it was when during Chinese New Year when I went to Pukongsan in SS3.
Yeah, yeah.
So there was a lady who told me, oh, you can go Mahavihara.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, good. Because I'm English educated.
Correct, correct, correct.
But I still like to learn Mahayana way.
Yeah.
My brother too incorporate Mahayana and Theravada
in
the book.
Yeah.
So actually, your book has given me a lot of inspiration.
Oh, the wonder, sadhu.
On the practice of meditation, the awareness way.
Sadhu.
So I go back, that's how I go for my Dhamma class.
Oh, good.
Because she even met for me those days, you don't have so I try my find my way to go to Mahavihara. And then I inquire more, I start the Dhamma there.
Sadhu.
From the basic intermediate to higher intermediate and to the Abhidhamma.
Oh, sadhu.
And from there I learn a lot of things theoretically. And then the last part is one teacher teach Vipassana meditation, but I can't really follow. So at that time I also slack already because working also I only go on Saturdays for the class. And that is where I started my learning the Dhamma and the theory. And then in my around that time after that, I had a very disturbance in my life because there was a recession. I lost my job. And then very worried. I tried a small food business.
It
didn't come out well because I'm not sure because I tried.
That time currency crisis.
I tried because I lost my job. And then at that time, I was very worried. I had to pay my installments, my car, and pay my house. So, very worried. And I went to this Mahavihara. I saw the book at the bookshelf. Why worry?
Ah, cheap one. Very good. That one is very good.
And the meat.
Yeah.
Well, after reading,
Correct. Life. Correct. Chief is very good.
Look at life and the sufferings. So it relieves me a lot. It gives me a very good impression about this Dhamma. It's very good. So that's how I gradually got into that period of the recession. And there was in the early part. And let me also talk about another part is where I have this problem, my health problem, because of the menopause. I go through a very difficult time. And that time I was quite depressed and suicidal. I was looking in Sungai Buloh where there are a lot of containers carrying all the goods. Industrial factory area. So I don't know how come my mind it just come that I want to walk to the middle of the net. Because three area will go to hell, right? It's a not a good thought. It's wrong. Because the depression was very bad.
All the people who go to depression, they got suicidal thoughts.
I feel
almost every one of them.
It's very funny, you know, the thoughts were just calm, you know.
You know why? You know why it becomes so serious? Because when you worry, especially your fear, when you fear that thought keep on coming back on, it will haunt you. Then it becomes like a tape recorder. As the cocoon of thinking, the chain of thinking, always revolve around the same problem. Where the problem that intensify the fear actually deepen, then it bring about what they call suicidal thought, which will tell you, might as well die. And I said, because all this is suffering, misery. But people who get into all this is because of coming past. So you look at Alicia, 16 years now in depression at that time. Nobody can help her. When psychiatrists take medication, take all the, what they call, make you sleep on an insomnia pill and all those things. Then, very chronic, we are gastric, like cannot have life. So, a lot of things. Then, cannot come out, cannot meet people and all those things. Then, whole family, like he looked, problem everywhere. Then, all this has been haunting her for 16 years now. But luckily, the suicidal thought didn't take effect like your case. Huh? You suddenly remember, this one no good, go to hell. Then there's another lady, I think, Jasmine Su. She also, because of personal virtual reality, family issue, the children. Then got misunderstanding with the in-law, the husband want to divorce her, want to get custodian of her children. So he went and fight the court case, lost law. Then after that, miserable. Want to commit suicide. He went to Klang, drive all the way on Klang River, stand at the riverbank, wanted to jump down. Then suddenly the thought came, I still have my mother. I still have my children. How can I do that? So because of that, he like wake up on it. And then didn't do it. Then he got a friend, very close friend, Mimi Chang. He heard about this and told her, you better go and see Brother Theo. Ah, that's why he came and see me. And then after that, teach her to understand the thing through the Dhamma and how to resolve all this amicably, so that you don't have to go through the suffering. When you can resolve life issue amicably, then your life is intact. Then there is no more fear, no more of this suffering, unnecessary suffering and misery. So because of that, she developed the faith. Actually, initially, the first round she came, she didn't understand what I tell her. The thought was, he wants to fight back. I said, no point. I said, you have to resolve it amicably if you understand it, following the Dhamma way. But he went to the court case and lost so badly, become more miserable. They wanted to commit suicide. That's why the other day he went back and contacted me. He said, what am I going to do? He said, go and talk to Bertie again. Fine. Then after that, I explained to her. Then only she understand. So the solution was very easy. I said, your fear come from not able to own back your children. You lost custodianship because she is just a property agent, not consistent the income. So because of that, she fought the court case, she lost. Like, she lost everything. Well, last time she was very happy and the husband actually quite okay, quite well to do in family. But because of it, after the court case, they may have to separate and lose the custodian. So that fear intensified and make her miserable. So I said, what is your problem? Then she relate to me. How people want to come and adopt her daughter, without her consent. Then the parent, means the in-law and the husband, they already discuss everything, agree, they only inform her. That's why she cannot take it. Then I say, why you have to go through that suffering with all the negative thought? You project and fear. Fear intensifies. The fear is, you may have no custodian over your daughter, then you may like face line with problem. Yeah, she don't have a permanent job. Then once he like go through this court case, she has to move out. Huh? No place to stay. You know, that's not huh? So financially affected. So I say, why do you do that? Why not you reflect, contemplate, and try to come up with an understanding to resolve this amicably? I say, what is important is what is best for your children. Understand? Then she listened. Then I say, if it's best for your children, this couple they want to adopt is very wealthy, very rich. So the in-law wanted that to happen. And they promised to give her very good education, even private school, private education, and all those things. Then I say, if you consider from your daughter's point of view, then it doesn't involve you. What is best for her? I say, you are still the legal mother, despite the adoption. But if you love your daughter, you want to protect her, right? Can. Get them to agree to a contract or a whatever that can be binding. Now that the daughter is still young, she may not have the understanding. When she reaches the age of 21, she must have the choice to choose whether she wants to continue staying with the adopted parent or come back to them. But I say, you are still the legal mother, as a maternity mother. Then the husband also were together, establish the same relationship. You don't have to divorce, you don't have to fight the court case. Then you can resolve all this amicably. Then he suddenly realized, oh, this is a better solution than what she gone through. So I say, you admit your mistake, apologize to your husband, your in-law, and talk to them. Okay, now I am willing to talk, willing to actually go through that negotiation so that I can work out something that protects my daughter's life. Well, after that, in-law also very happy, the husband also very happy, the parent that adopted them also, and then the daughter have good life. No? Then I say, in your contract, you ask for, like, whenever you want to meet your daughter, you have the right, where you are the mother, that's all. Then after that, the relationship between the daughter and her become very good. No? Then the daughter have good life, everything. That's why after that, he came and thanked me. Then every year, he attended my gathering of Kayamita. Last time, he brought the daughter no? From 3 years old until 4-1. No? That's why life changed. And no need to go through all the unnecessary suffering, the depression. So your case, how you come out?
After 3 years, because I didn't know that this hot flash and all this thing, depression all sets in, is due to menopause because it's rather great.
Correct, correct. Your emotion affected when you go through menopause. Yeah.
I only realized it when I did my gallbladder surgery.
Oh, okay.
So that time I didn't know that this will come together. It's together.
Correct.
Feel the dukkha. Just after my gallbladder surgery, I have this stomach problem. And I get hungry every 2.5 hours. So even just after the surgery, the post surgery, I asked the doctor who did surgery, why am I having this stomach problem now? And then I think it's not his scope of work, so he referred me to the gastro. I went to see 3 or 4 gastro therapists, and all the medicine for gastric and whatever I've taken. The problem doesn't go off. So that day I put on 10 kilos. Every 2.5 hours I eat. It's a bit troublesome because I'm working that time. So every now and then I have to go to the kitchen and look for food.
Oh, okay.
So I feel very bad also, but I told my boss my problem.
Mm.
So he understand now.
Mm.
And then the sister advised me to go and get an advice from the GP.
Yeah.
And from there he recommended me to see the psychiatrist.
Oh, okay.
Because he say your problem is not due to your organ, but it's something
mental.
A term for it lah.
Yeah, yeah.
It is mental.
Mental.
So
yeah.
I went to Sunday Medical to see Dr. Pang Cheng Kao.
Ah,
so happened.
Oh, he's a Buddhist, yeah, BGM.
I think from
yeah, he gave quite a lot of talk last time.
So I went there and took the medication. And the side effect is there.
Yeah,
I cannot remember things. So it gives me difficulty in performing my work in the office.
Yeah.
So after about 3 times, I skipped the appointment. I don't
yeah, know. Yeah, yeah.
Then later, slowly, slowly, many people, even Sister Yun Chan advised me.
Oh, you know Yun Chan.
She said,
she's very good, very helpful.
You resign, it's because of your
yeah, stress.
I was like a bit stubborn because I'm the type who, I want to work.
Yeah.
Physically, but I didn't know that the.
Yeah, yeah, affect your mental.
Boss,
yeah. The stress.
So I can't take stress anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
It was not very obvious, but gradually I found out.
Mm.
So, okay, I resigned. I resigned 2 years earlier.
Oh, okay.
So I see, slowly I take care of my body. I relax at home. I have the meals.
Oh, good, good, good.
So slowly I recover.
Oh,
so it's true. When you have stress and you're anxious, my stomach will produce a lot of acid.
Because
now I know the
that
problem.
Fear actually conditions a lot of disease and sickness. Even your gastric and all those things, they will be the result. Last time, Alicia, worse than you. The ulcer, the gastric was so intense, cannot even go out. Oh, forced to stay at home and all that, and felt very weak. Real depression. And 16 years old, not 16 months old. But luckily, the good karma, after that she came, she listened to the Dhamma, she developed the understanding. And she recovered very fast. After a few months of here, he keep on saying, chase after Suyan for the recording. Then he developed the understanding of how she get entangled, all the wrong talk. Then, after that, how did you come to
the
retreat?
I see all the suffering, so then I apply the Dhamma. And besides working, I have to take care of my elderly father.
Has
his food.
Yes,
already, I don't want him to use the stove. Make sure the food is ready on the table before I leave for work.
Good.
That time also I should bring with you. Physically, feel not well. No choice. I make sure everything is ready for food, everything. And slowly, I recover after I resign. So now I'd like to go the second sharing is on how I know Sister Yun Chan.
That one.
She's the one who passed me the heart trouble.
Oh, no wonder. Oh, sorry.
Her around 15 years plus ago when SJPA organized a trip to Sikkim. And she was my roommate.
Oh, no wonder.
And because I was working and she already retired, so I hardly go to join the activities together with her. But then she used to interact with me. And
she is the one that requested me to come out 2004. She is the one. You chat.
Yeah, I know from
the you know. Okay.
Yes. So that book she passed to me in 2010 June. Maybe she know I was working. And I had to take care of my father most of the time. So she didn't tell me about this awakening.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, okay, I got a book, and at that time, 2010, I was a bit busy. I had to move house.
Mm.
But then I still take the book and read every day.
Oh, sadhu.
And I highlight, and then those I don't know, I put question mark.
Oh, good.
And the book, when I see the first page, very impressive.
Yeah.
First, I have faith in Kuan Yin.
Yeah.
That is the first impression then. The one is, Kan San Su San. And then because I don't like Mandarin, no?
Yeah.
I'm trying to interpret. What is this? There's something very unique.
Correct.
Behind, you know, yeah. You know, that is a simple triangle.
Yeah.
The graphic art.
Yeah.
So it arouses me my interest.
Oh.
And as I read the book, I say, oh, very unique. And this brother too. I try want to attend class.
Yeah.
I cannot laugh.
Yeah,
because
busy
settle down.
Not convenient.
And then I like the way you write a book because you have Mandarin words.
Yeah, I like
Mandarin. Even though I'm English educated, I like Mandarin and attend some Mandarin
classes. Oh,
so it arouses me a lot of interest, especially on the way you talk about the awareness and the meditation is very unique.
Yeah.
I see Vipassana, no?
Yeah, that was very confusing and thought-based.
Already the interest is there.
Very good. Okay, no wonder you come.
That's why I have been wanting to come, but I just retired 2 years. And that 2 years, I was shifting house.
Yeah. It so happened, the gathering of Kayamita, she was there. You know. Then she heard I announced the retreat. You know. Then she go and ask somebody, you know, say whether he can come. That person came and see me. You know. I said, who is he? He said, he is attending the gathering of Kayamita. Oh, I said, like that, sure can. Come on. That's why your name was in. I think Sui An. Must be Sui An. You talk to Sui An.
Yeah.
Pamasuri and Sui An.
Pamasuri asked me to approach you.
Yeah.
And then Brother Sui An assisted me.
Yeah.
I can ask on your behalf. I said, I personally asked Brother Teo. Then you all go Brother Teo's table. So I was very glad that
because
he accepted me.
I remember during that gathering of Kalimita, how she came to me. Because actually, to tell you the truth, frankly, I cannot remember who she is. Well, I seldom see her. But at the beginning of Kamiya, you can come. I know God is with you. Otherwise, I cannot come. Then she introduced herself. Then I say sadhu. Then I didn't know until they requested for the permission to attend. That's the reason now I know. Sadhu to you. Very good. So you learn anything this round?
Because it's the first time I attend.
Yeah.
Meditation.
And you will develop the understanding without you knowing it when you leave this place, go back to your daily life. You read the Hasutta again, then listen to the recording again. You will understand very fast. Then you have gone through suffering.
I try to listen to the recorded one.
But no need to look at all the other. There are all the other more sophisticated where you didn't follow the basic understanding from the essential Dhamma onward. So the Hasutta is very systematic, very easy to understand. My Tuesday class, Thursday class, not easy for you to understand. Because that one you need cultivation, awareness, to understand. So wait for this retreat video. I think they are putting in the website. So you listen to this attentively, then with the Hasutta book, go back like what you did, highlight. Whatever you don't know, you can ask me. You can like send WhatsApp, then in the talk I can share it. Okay.
I like your book very much, Brother Chiu.
Oh, sadhu.
Because it keeps on repeating.
Yeah.
It reminds you again.
Correct. So that you understand. Otherwise, you cannot go in.
Still in
the importance of that Dhamma that is being explained and shared, normal people cannot get it or no. I find it very funny. They listen to that, just like Yu Chan, he don't understand initially. He was a pioneer. He said, you are repeating. For the virtual trick learning and then the essential Dhamma. Later only she knows. Yeah, what she knows is theoretical. We have to go for breakfast today. Okay, I just summarize it up. So he said, Matthew, this one, four number two, kindergarten staff, Sunday school, and then, why have to repeat so many times? Then later on, I explained to her, because you didn't get the clear understanding. What you know is only the words, the knowledge. Like, four number two, suffering, cause of suffering, end of suffering. Number eight, four, five, the literal end of suffering. Is that the understanding? This is just the word, like paradigm. Pass Pali exam, good. Dukkha, Samudaya, Niroda, Marga. So all these are very theoretical, but you don't understand means you cannot apply this teaching in your life. So it is not a living Dhamma. And without mindfulness, you cannot penetrate. That's why last time she followed this Vipassana on Burmese one, rising, falling, and she get involved in what they call not Qigo, what is Reiki. Reiki. That's why at that time she also shake. So later on, when she developed the pattern, now she's very different. Very different. Okay? Big we pay respect, then break for breakfast. Then after that, we can do the packing, clean up, and all those things.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Can I conclude? Can
conclude.
I'm very grateful to volunteer for sharing your unique teaching, following the Buddha's way. I would like to thank you very much. I'm very grateful for all the organizers of this retreat, all the committee, especially the Bodhisattva House.
Sadhu.
It will help me.
It will help you break your karmic obstruction. All your earlier karmic obstruction is what you are going through now. But you also have good path, the affinity with Triple Gen, Guan Yin, and then you manage to come. That's all.
I still have to be diligent.
Definitely.
And the Bodhisattva, which we took that day, in really keeping the information.
Very important.
Because I start to join Tsuji.
Very helpful.
So I hope I can put more effort in. And I have to do chanting more. The normal puja I do it at home, I do. And the 10,000 bows I have done.
Sadhu.
50 times in the morning and 50 times at night.
And
I managed to finish within 3
hours. Sadhu.
So I think that meditation is the one that I still need to strive for diligent and discipline myself to
At home. Faith, sincere, then persevere. So,
this will help me to my aspiration. With the faith of the Triple Gem and all the blessings I seek from Buddhas and all the Devas, may I be well and healthy. To follow the Bodhisattva way, practice the Dhamma whenever I can, and share with my friends, and know life, understand life better. And I hope this aspiration will come true soon. I don't have much time left.
Years
will pass by very quickly.
So
I seek for good health.
Very good.
To aspire, and I hope my aspiration will come true. And my sincere wish that Teo will have Rayo
Wano Sukang
Palang
Sada
Sukang.
Keep
on spreading the true Dhamma, Sablan Dhamma. And this Dhamma is so beautiful from the beginning. in the middle at the end. And it is the ending that I'm looking forward.
Yeah, sadhu, sadhu. Very good. That will help you dry out, yeah. Because that one is the one that drives us, the activity. Thank you. Pamasri, yeah. I think you spend a bit more time, a little bit, so that breakfast after that we got nothing, right? We just pack up and get ready to clear whatever. Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Good morning, Bratio, Mrs. Teo, and all my beloved committee members. And all Kayanamitas.
Yeah.
Actually, I've been waiting for my turn to do the
sharing.
Since last night when Sian was sitting with me.
Yeah.
Actually, at this moment. I've been long waiting. What I would say is, I don't know where to begin already. Just bear with me for a little bit. Yeah, I think I should start with when I met Brother Teo a few years back. Story may be a bit long, but I will try to shorten it. And I'm doing one of the retreats. In the during the reporting at the seat that NB seat there, during one of the reportings, I saw Brother Teo in robes sitting there on the floor. So that strike me. Actually, I have been seeking. I started 1976 when I was in Form 5, going to this Sakyayan with this Reverend Piasilo that time. I deep in my heart, I know I'm seeking. For a teacher, I'm looking for a teacher, but all this while I couldn't meet one until I came here. Actually, I came to this temple very early 1980s.
Yeah.
I was here meditating up there, the library there. It was very cold, and then retreats, Vipassana retreats as well. Okay, that was a story, and that's how where I get my name, Padmasuri. And nowadays, I even leave my family names.
Yeah.
Padmasuri is nobody inside there. So you can call me Padmasuri or Suiyan or whatever. It is still the, you know, it makes no difference to me. Okay, talking about organizing this retreat. It hits me when Bharatiya told me, you benefited during my first retreat. So you come out and help. That's how I started to come out to help Brother Suiyan. So all the way, and then come to Thursday class, and we have been sharing the Thursday class, and then now the Thursday class at my place, and now we are still sharing the organizing the retreats. This is how we organize, mainly the two of us. But the rest, they really play their role when we are here. But during the planning, because if there's too many, it is quite troublesome for us to meet. Let's say for this retreat, we meet only once online, Zoom. That's all.
Yeah.
And then the rest, Sui-an will, I and I will be communicating most of the time. And he is mainly the one who cari one, who is the contribution will come to him, and I'm the one who is spending the money. And sometimes he got so worried. Hey, we got enough fun or not? I say, no worry lah, Bratio say, spend whatever we need to spend, we spend. And I think this lately I learned how to spend money.
Wow.
I learned how to spend money ever since I retired. I mean, my life evolved lah. When I'm very young, I'm very, very poor, and I'm very, very thrifty during those days until my children grow up. And this lately, I really spend. Especially when Tune said, okay, you can spend, there's no budget for renovating that house. You can spend whatever you can do it the way that you like. That's the time where, you know, that's the time when, but I think he understands also, I know my limit. I know my limit, so I really do it the way I, you know, I aspire, that I aspire. Actually, that house, I aspire to have a conducive place for Bratio to share the Thursday class. Because every time when he comes, when there are more members coming in, the place is a bit crowded, and I have a lot of troubles moving the furniture, and as age catches up, I have difficulties because the furniture are quite heavy. So now I do not have to move any sofas at all.
Yeah.
And place is conducive. I can easily take in about 20, very comfortably about 20. So those who stay nearby Subang Jaya do attend, come in the Thursday class. So we have a very conducive, I would say a comfortable place for everybody to cultivate, to practice the Buddha Dhamma with Brother Teo's guidance.
Yeah. That place is very, very conducive. The energy all charged up already. Then it's like better than a vihara, because that area meant to be, because she very sincere. Then when they do it, the thing came out very well. She really spent time, money, and very meticulous about the whole thing. He got a very good contractor.
But the marvelous thing is during the MCO, you know. So actually the contracts, the renovation goes started before MCO. So during MCO, I got no chance to travel. So I can be there supervising all the time until MCO and the renovation also almost ended. So now I started traveling again. So do come to the Thursday class. Talking about organizing, I think I have to take this opportunity to thank my best organizing committee, and especially Brother Sri An, who has been supporting me, and we work together, not to say supporting me. We work together hand in hand. It's like a right hand and left hand. And other committee members like Sister Alicia, Brother Song, who has been quietly working in the kitchen, selflessly, quietly supporting the whole retreat. Not forgetting Sister Sui and Brother Jin Hao has been working through, and Dr. Jayanta, and who else I forget. And Brother Teo has been always be a marvelous leader, guidance to guiding us along the path. And then as we organize, we also be very mindful of our speech, action, thought, and what we say is we really apply what we learn from Brother Teo in organizing this retreat. Okay, and I think this is what I want to share. This about the duty. Actually, the duty list has been evolving. Since the first time I organized, also every time we have some problem, we refine upon it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I find that this year is one of the best that we have organized. The sadhu to the committees who have been supporting me. Actually, my aspiration is like Fa Chan Si, he also take upon himself to make sure that we really cultivate.
Yes,
we really cultivate. And you remember he told us yesterday, 我们是来修行的, that's why duty is necessary.
Yeah.
Duty is necessary. And we have been trying rotating and all those, and it make the committees that the committee member, every time the new member come in for a different duty, they don't know head and tail. And we started explaining. So throughout the retreat, we will be explaining all the things. So Bratio is a Bratio, at few retreats back, Bratio advised me, said, no rotating. You just take the one take as your training, you do it mindfully. That is part of meditation. So in this way, the committee members also have chance to come in sit in the class and to cultivate and to do our meditation. So I'm very happy, that grateful that everyone this time have made some progress in one way or another, including the committee members. So concerning this, if you have any opinions, you can privately message me. If within the constraint, within my constraint, if I can fulfill, I will always, because when assigning retreats, I always look at safety measures.
Yeah.
Okay, the person's ability, and I take into consideration for all the members, so that this thing can run on itself. My expression is, next time, with the moment we come in, the thing can run on itself, so that we just have minimum supervision,
yeah,
and
yeah.
Everybody can have a very conducive environment to cultivate. Because I have been attending many, many retreats here and overseas, and some of the retreats are really very, I would say, I aspire to run it that way, that, you know, so that everybody have a chance, have an equal chance. You know, like this, especially these times, Suyi and Jinhao, they hardly have any time.
So,
you know, it's really a very selfless sacrifice to the sasana,
yeah.
I would say. So I wish sadhu to them.
Okay, I think got to wrap up already. Yeah? Because there's not much time left for breakfast already.
Yeah.
Yeah, breakfast, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, anyway, I should wrap up here, so that I wish that Bratio, 好像那天我们讲的, Bratio 身体健康, 长命百岁, 长命百岁, 法轮长转, 长命百岁, 我们才可以法轮长转, 如果Bratio的法轮长转, 我们才有机会登彼岸, so thank you everybody. I grow in this retreat as well.
Yeah. Okay. So they respect, then we go.
One more thing to say. Because the committee seek forgiveness from the yogis. I think yogis also need to seek forgiveness from Radio and also the committee members, you know, for doing
yesterday done already. Sui An did you already.
No, he just asked for forgiveness from the committee members. Whenever the yogis ask forgiveness to the committee members, as
I thought for all Sui An Li that time.
So I think the yogis.
Okay. Do it now.
So we like to, all the yogis also like to ask forgiveness from the committee members who did a very diligent job in preparation, and
we had such a beautiful, conducive retreat. This is the best retreat that I personally had. I think many of the yogis felt the same.
Yeah.
One thing for the YouTube, Sister Suyi has released all the YouTube for the complete talk up to the day 7. Okay, so we will continue to do that for the next few days. And for the short video, just bear with us for another few more weeks for us to come up with that. And if anybody want to help out on that, just let us know. Okay.
Yeah.
And one thing very important in the YouTube, when you come to Brother Teo channel, once you please click subscriptions and all the bell, that there's one bell.
Yeah.
Personal bell, that means it's like whenever when we release any of the YouTube,
you will receive,
you'll be alert and receive. All right, sadhu.
Just to say, those who are doing the short videos, if you are doing it, just announce to the people who are doing it, so that you have you don't have two people doing it and then suddenly, time wasted. Okay, thank you.